Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on today. I just give God all reverence, who is my life. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank and praise God on this day for this opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast to study in the Word of God with you all. I just give God the glory and the praise on today. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're going to get started now. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will come from Psalms. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 28. I'm a little slow today, y'all. Don't just look over me for just a few minutes. Psalms 28. Come on now. Amen. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me. Least if thou be silent to me, I'll become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief in their heart. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the works of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength, my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. I have just read you Psalm 28 in its entirety. We'll have a song real quick.
Why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and hope? When Jesus is my portion, and I know he watches over me. His eyes is on me. And I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. She's out of my and I know he watches me, his eyes are so
bright.
And I know he watches me, I know he watches me.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, we first of all just come thanking and praising you tonight, God. We come giving you all the glory and all the praise that you deserve, God, in the name of Jesus. We just bow down before you tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for how you watched over us all night last night. And early this morning, you called us by name, woke us up this morning, started us on our way in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for this, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you right now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us on tonight, God. Lord, you know I know nothing of myself, God. I just want to praise you. I just want to give you glory. I just want to submit to you, God. I'm here for your pleasure, God. My desire is to please you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask you tonight to move me from myself, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, may use me as a vessel, God. Teach us on tonight, God. We need to learn more. We need to know more. Open up our understanding. Touch our minds and our heart, God, that we may receive your word on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, it's not me. It's you, God. It's all about you. It's you, God. Not by my might nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It's you, Father. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, cover their families right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I bind the strong man tonight. I bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. I bind the strong man from our lives. In the name of Jesus, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every familiar spirit, every incubus, succubus, every spirit spouse, every marriage-breaking spirit, I bind you today in the name of Jesus. I bind you up and I cast you out. And I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every demon that's on assignment, your assignment is canceled. You die and be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. There is no place for you in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. We just give God praise and glory on tonight. We thank God tonight for he is a good God and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I'm going to start reading at chapter 9. Numbers chapter 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month at eve, ye shall keep it in his appointed season according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof shall ye keep it. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at eve in the wilderness of Sinai according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day, and those men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man, wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season according to the children of Israel. And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your prosperity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body or by in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month at eve they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bones of it according to all the ordinance of the Passover that they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto the Lord according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. And on the day of the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at eve there was upon the tabernacle as it were the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that, the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched the tent. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched as long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle. They rested in their tent. And when the cloud tarried along upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandments of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandments of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was when the cloud abode from eve until the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. And whether it were 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud tarried over the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tent and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tent. And at the commandments of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandments of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
Amen. And the Lord spake, chapter 10. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camp. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camp that lie on the east fork shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camp that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journey. But when the congregation is not be gathered, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow with the trumpet, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your congregation. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn day, and in the beginning of your month, ye shall blow with the trumpets of your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before you, before your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah according to their army, and over his host was Nashon, the son of Aminadab, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nathaniel, the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helen. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the son of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their army. And over his host was Eliezer, the son of Shedeur. And over the host of the tribe of children of Simeon was she Shalumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, and over the host of the tribe of children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Juel, and the Kohathites set forward bearing the sanctuary of the other, and the other did set up the tabernacle against. They came, and the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their army, and over his host was Elishama, the son of Amihud, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazar, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abadan, the son of Gideon. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the reward of all the camps throughout their host. And over his host was Ahizer, the son of Amishadai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Paziel, the son of Okran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Ahara, the son of Enai. Thus were the journeying of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying into the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will be good. For the Lord had spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, rise up, Lord, and let thy enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when they rested, he said, return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to do some questions. We don't have that many questions, but we're going to get the ones that we do have. Chapter 9. If someone could not keep the Passover because of uncleanness or not available, what were they to do?
They were to still celebrate the Passover on the 14th day, but of the second month.
Yeah.
And they were to eat the lamb together with the unleavened bread and bitter herbs,
mm-hmm.
and they must not leave any of it until the next day or break any of the bones.
Amen. Okay, that's correct. Okay. When did the Israelites know to pick up and move? Mm-hmm. It's in chapter.
When the cloud had. Oh, go ahead.
I say this was in chapter 9. I ain't say nothing.
It's when the cloud would move. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, they set out. Wherever the cloud settled, they encamped.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's correct. Chapter 10. How long had the Israelites stayed at Mount Sinai? This is in chapter 10.
I got 2 years and 2.5 months.
Okay, let me see. And that's what it said, too. And it came to pass in verse 11, on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle in the testimony. Let me see. And another example is in Exodus chapter 19. Let me see, verse 1. Let me tell. Now, here it says, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from the Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness and the Israel camp before the mount. It didn't tell me a lot, but I guess it was saying in the third month. I don't know why it says the third month there and the second month here. Anyway, that's absolutely right. What was the use of the two silver trumpets? What did they use them for?
They shall blow on the alarm for their journeys. So they shall blow on the trumpets for their journeys to know when it is time to pack up and go.
That's right. Absolutely. So, it's just like now, that's in the Old Testament anyway, I know they had like watchmen. And the watchmen would look out for different things. But the watchman, if he didn't blow the trumpet when danger was coming or when something was coming, then that person's blood would be on their hand. Well, just like this, God was leading them because when the cloud covered, I think they just rested. But when the cloud lifted up, then they knew it was time to go. And then when they blew that trumpet, they know it was time to get ready to get out of there. So, I mean, that's a really good thing. That's a good thing because it lets us understand that God was leading them all the time. God was leading them all the time, honey. And when you just wait on God to lead you and to do what and you obey God as he leads you, you obey and do what he say do, you won't have a problem. You will not have a problem. But if you don't, you're going to have a problem. I'm telling you. I'm trying to find my place, y'all, in this commentary so I can read some of this stuff. And in a Tuesday night, we was talking about when it was time to retire. And the age was, I think, from 20 years old into 50. But that was the Levite. And the thing about the Levites, I had talked to Apostle Dean, and I was telling him about it. He was saying that it was just for them because they only had that to do. They did nothing else. They only served God the times from 20 to 50. That's the only thing they did. They didn't do nothing else, no other kind of work for the Lord. They just did that. And so after doing that for 30 years, they could retire from doing that because, you know, some of them had to carry the thing on their shoulders. They had to take care of all the little stuff in the ark, in the tabernacle furniture and all of that kind of stuff. And then they had to come and burn incense and light the candles. But they had to take care of all of that. And that is the only thing that they did for 30 years. And after 30 years, God will release them so that they can retire from that. Not from a ministering or preaching or nothing like that, but from just doing that, because they would have to serve only God during that time. So I got a better understanding from him what it was. He did, you know, he talking parables, so you really had to listen. But he was saying they were special. The Levites were so special. You know, they were so special. And when God give you that opportunity to do something like that for him, you sacrifice just like Jesus sacrificed for us, who the Levites was God for God. It was just, that's why he gave up the first fruit for the Levites, because the Levites had to take care of all of his stuff, everything in the tabernacle, everything, the altar, everything. So, and after them doing that, they had no wives. They had nothing. Now, I didn't read that they didn't have no wives, but I just feel like it in my spirit, because I don't know if you all ever knew what Enoch was. I can't hardly pronounce it. It's a Enoch. It's not the E-N-O-C-H. It's a E-N-N. UCH. And I met one, and I think Ray Ray did too, when we lived in Florida. We went down there, and they short people, and they dedicate their lives to the Lord. They only did things for the Lord that God would tell them, or they only, and I'm not going to say it was just for the pastor, but they did stuff just for the Lord. They had no wives, no husband, or none, and they short people. They like the little midget women and men, but they dedicate their whole life to God, and they only did what God would instruct them to do. That was just something I could just see them now when I seen them down in Florida, because that's such a blessing to be able to just dedicate your life to the Lord. You did nothing else. You did nothing else. You just worked in the church. You lived at the church. You stayed in at the altar. You prayed all day. This is what you did. This is what they did. So it's a blessing. It reminds me of the Levites, because they only did. They had different assignments. They had different things to do. So in that 30 years, because like I say, it's one of them tribes only would take that the covenant on their shoulder. They had that rod thing to rest on their shoulders, and they would carry it wherever they had to go. So that was the thing there. But this other one had things to do for the Lord, other Levites. So it's a blessing to be able to be used by God like that. Only for God. It's a blessing. In Enoch or whatever that is, they did and they do the same thing right today. If you would need one, you would know them because they short people, and they only serve God. They only be around the church all the time, and that's what they live for, is God. And they just sacrifice and just live for God. Now, I don't know if they stop it when they get a certain age or something like that. I don't know that. But I met one when I was there in Florida. We have any questions or comments? Let's see what time it is. Okay. I'm just going to go over a little bit. I'm not going to. Verses. And we're in chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. This passage refers to events during the month before the census. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. It is about the second Passover. There is a description of the first Passover in Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 7 through 11 describes the events that happened before the Passover. We shall examine these events first, and it will help us to understand why the Passover was so important. The Israelites had been slaves in the country called Egypt, and Moses had asked the king to let them leave that country, but the king had refused, so God let 10 bad things happen to Egypt. Finally, God let all the Egyptians' firstborn sons die. This had happened during the night of the first Passover. God had spoke to Moses and Aaron, and he had given instructions to them that the Israelites, for the Israelites, and he had wanted each family to kill and to eat a young sheep. He had told them to eat the meat with thin bread and bitter herbs, and that's plants that people use to give flavor to their food. The bitter herbs taste will remind them of their bad life in Egypt. There was no yeast in the bread because they could not wait for it to rise. They were ready to leave immediately. God had told them to put some of the sheep blood round their doorposts, round the door. That night, God had allowed all the Egyptians' firstborn sons to die, but he had promised to pass over the houses that had blood on them, so the Israelites' firstborn sons did not die. That same night, the king had let the Israelites leave the country. This passage describes the second Passover. The Israelites celebrated it regularly every year after this. Today, Jewish people all over the world celebrate the Passover still. It is very important for them to remember how God rescued them. God expected all the Israelites to celebrate the Passover, but there was a problem with three groups of people. Unclean people could not eat meat from sacrifices. People who were away from the camp, and people who were not Israelites. This refers to people who had left Egypt with the Israelites. Moses did not answer these people immediately. Instead, he waited for God's decision. God told him what to do. God wanted everyone to celebrate the Passover, so he allowed the first two groups of people to celebrate it 1 month later. Nobody could make an excuse not to celebrate the Passover. If someone refused, they would not belong to God's people. They were not an Israelite, In the Old Testament, this Hebrew word for cannot belong, that's verse 13, means sometimes that the person or people died. Sometimes it meant that people killed them. Sometimes it meant that they could not continue to live among the Israelites. So the Israelites sent them away. This was to punish them because they had not obeyed God's commandments. And it's got scriptures and stuff down here. So people who refused to celebrate that Passover were guilty of a serious crime. They received a serious punishment, perhaps death. They did not deserve to live with God's people. And God allowed foreigners in the camp to celebrate the Passover too. They wanted to worship him, so he allowed them to. And they became his people, like the Israelites. But therefore, they could celebrate the Passover. They had to follow all the rules of the Jewish religion. This included circumcision. For Jews, they showed that the man agreed to obey God. So this was right here. This was not like some people today that I know that was saying that they were Jews. And that they, every year they celebrate the Passover, and they do. But then when you tell them you celebrate the Passover, it's like, well, God just allowed you to do this. In other words, they're telling me that I'm not a Jew, but I'm a foreigner, and God allowed me to do it. And that they was brought up as a Jew. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of black Jews, Ethiopian Jews, they come out of Africa. And from what Apostle Dean said, the Jewish people of today are not really the Jews. And that the black Ethiopian people, those people that was there in Africa, are the real Jews. And, you know, and I've seen a lot of stuff on television about that. But, you know, unless you can get it from God, you let the Holy Spirit minister to you about it. Because, and I try my best to ask God, because that's why I did the Passover last, not last year, the year before last. It was right here in this house. I kept the Passover. You take all the yeast, all the stuff that make bread rise out your house, and any bread that you got yeast in, like light bread and biscuits and stuff like that, you have to take out your house before the Passover starts until the Passover ends. And then they got the bitter herb in the store. You can buy that stuff. Everything that you need for the Passover is in store. And you should try it 1 year. Just pray about it and try it 1 year. God will bless you because He used to go to Passovers all the time every year, but I had not ever been to one. And I wanted to do it. I got the book. I studied it. I read it. I found out what I had to do and how I had to do it. My lamb wasn't good because I didn't season it like I should have. But the next time we do it, I will season it right so we can eat it. I had the bitter herb. I had the bread. I had the grape juice, fermented juice, and we did it. And we had the plate that it, you have a Passover plate that you have to buy to put everything on that you're supposed to have on there. And it's a good experience. It's a very, very good experience. And I'm saying this because you always want to try to do what God wants us to do or keep what God wants us to do. I'm not saying that he told us to do the Passover, but he said for generations to come. So you just don't ever know. And when we don't study stuff like this, people perish for the lack of knowledge because they don't know. And we don't know if God will accept that or not. So, you know, it behooves us to try to read up on that stuff or just do it. Just, you know, just keep it. It's once a year. It's once a year. We can do it. You know, it's at your table, at your house, behind your closed doors. People don't have to know what you're doing for the Lord. You do it how you do it, and but you go and do it the right way. You do it the right way. My mama, and she always said she was a black Jew. I never understood what she was talking about because I always thought Jews was white. But she would tell me, because her nose would be them Ethiopian Jews out of Africa. And so she would always tell me about the Passover and stuff like that. But I didn't know nothing about no Passover at that time. But I knew what she was saying. I know now what she was talking about. You know, it's just like when you don't, that's why it's good to be around older people, because it's wisdom come be around. And when you be around older people, you get wisdom. God just let that wisdom just come on. And it covers whoever's listening. I'm telling you, because I used to listen to her and Grandma and them, and I found out a whole lot of stuff I didn't know. I didn't know, my daddy didn't do it and didn't tell me, but my mother always told me she was a black Jew. She always said that. And I, like I said, I didn't even know. I always thought that Hitler killed the Jews. And so, you know, but I heard that God just hid the black Jews, the real Jews. And Hitler thought he was getting rid of the Jews, and he was not. This is what I heard. So you know how that is. You have to, if it's not in the Word of God, this all I'm saying, you got to learn and know that stuff for sure. So you won't mess your own self up. And God will teach you now. The Holy Spirit will teach you every and anything you want to know. The Holy Spirit will. All you got to do is ask him, and when it's time for you to know this stuff, God's going to allow you to know it. He's going to allow you to know this stuff. Because, you know, y'all know I didn't know nothing about keeping the Sabbath when I was coming up, even when I was married to the bishop and to Papa. I didn't know nothing about the Sabbath. I thought Sunday was the Sabbath. But when God got ready for me to know, I knew. I found out. And so now, since I know, he hold me accountable for it. I have to repent in everything. When I'm working on the Sabbath, I have to repent every time. I don't miss a time because God will forgive me for anything except for blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. So I ain't out there shopping. I ain't out there doing all this other kind of stuff. I'm just holding a job down. So, you know, and I feel bad about it, and I repent every time, too. I do it. So, do we have any comments or questions or anything and want to know about any of this stuff? Okay, let me read here about this trumpet. Verses on in chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. The trumpet was long then too. And now in the stores on today, we was getting ready to get one. The thing cost $2,500. We're going to get one, but we ain't paying that because we went to the Jewish stores here in Michigan. And if the thing's so big, I got a problem with being able to hold it. But I know y'all remember at our wedding that Rachel and them blew the shofar. We got a small one here, and I blew it before. But I'm talking about they got some big, big, big ones that these men hold and they blow. They long, thin tubes. They were wider at one end. And we know this because there are pictures of this type of trumpet on ancient coins. Josephus, a Jewish writer, described this type of trumpet also. The priests used the trumpets for four reasons: to call the Israelites or the leaders to meet together, to give the signal to set out, and that's to lead, to ask God for help in a battle, or to call the Israelites together at their festival. the priests made different sounds to give different signals with those they trumpets, but you know this they're called shofars. Probably they made long sounds to call the people to meet together, and probably short sounds were a signal to set out and to ask God for help. The priests also used the trumpets at their festivals. They used them when there was a war. Also, they used them when there was peace. In verse 10, God said, "This will help you to remember." This reminds the Israelites that they must ask God to help them. It reminded them that he had helped them before. He had rescued them from the Egyptians. He would rescue them from their enemies again. But they had to ask him. Y'all hear that, don't you? You have to ask God. And we need God to help us. We must pray to him. God wants to help us, but he wants us to talk to him first. God is our friend. We talk to our friends, our other friends, so-called friends. We tell them how we're feeling. We need to ask for help from God. We must talk to God like this too. And that's why, you know, it's a blessed thing to be able to communicate with God. You know, you talk to everybody else and you tell them all your stuff, everybody else. But if you go to God and talk to him, won't nobody know nothing but you and God, all of you, whatever it is, won't nobody else know. You know, it's good to have somebody here to talk to, but it's even better when you can talk to God. I'm telling y'all, it's something down in my spirit when I tell you when I can talk to God. And it ain't nothing like talking to God. Can't nobody tell you the things God can. He could send you something to somebody and tell you things. Mm-hmm. So in chapter 10, verses 11 through 28, the Israelites had been in the Sinai Desert for nearly 1 year. They set out in the order that God had described in chapter 2. The Levites tribes carried the ark in front of the Israelite army. This showed that God was their leader, but the clans in Levi tribe did not march together. Gershon's clan in Mariah's clan marched before Kohan's clan. This was so that they could put up God's tent to be ready for the sacred object. So Kohan's clan had to be there to get all the stuff ready. They had to go before everybody, other clan, to get all of God's stuff prepared, put the tent up so when they got there, they could put the Ark of the Covenant in the tent. So that was so good. I'm telling you, that was good because that was their call upon their life. Just like I said, they sacrificed and did this for God until they was 50 years old. You know, and then they retired, and then other ones came, other Levites came and did the same thing. And that's a blessing. I mean, that's really a blessing. I thank God for it. It's a blessing to serve the Lord anyway. It's just a blessing to serve God anyway. So whether we carry the Ark of the Covenant or not, it's a blessing to serve God because you can't be none but blessed serving God. And when your whole heart is in, when you're serving with your whole heart, when I tell you, man, that's something. And he could tell those people that waited on him, that held him on their shoulders, that carried him around, didn't get too close, didn't say nothing. You know, you can't talk and all that kind of stuff and sacrifice for his pleasure for 30 years. That is an awesome task. And we be around her hollering about, we can't do this and we can't do that. And these men did this. They did this. And he knew their hearts anyway. So they couldn't have no bad feelings and all that kind of stuff because he would have killed them. He would have killed them. You know, he didn't want nobody heart one right, you know, coming before the mercy seat. That's why it wasn't nothing but the priest going in and out. But even the priest had different jobs to do. Even the Levites had different jobs to do. Do we have any questions or any comments? Amen. I'm excited about it.
Okay. I just wanted to say this. I feel like when Jesus came, Jesus mm-hmm. must have softened God's heart because, like you said, if the people that was in the tabernacle didn't do their job, didn't do what they were supposed to do, God would kill them. And just think mm-hmm. about now, like how sometimes I forget to pray or I forget to read my mm-hmm. Bible or, you know, I don't do right, but God still gives me mm-hmm. chances. So yeah. I feel like Jesus have done a lot on our behalf because,
yes.
And I'll tell him where we will be at or if we'll still
that's
be alive.
Right. That's right. That's right. Well, he sacrificed his life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He sacrificed his life because he said, if you say you don't sin, you are a liar and the truth not in you. So we sin every day, but do we repent every day? That's why I was telling y'all to repent as much as you can, because sometimes you don't know you're sinning. You don't know when you think wrong, you're sinning. You don't know, or you might know and don't think you're doing it, saying stuff. Because I used to be talking about people and wasn't meaning no harm and all that, because I'm mama and grandmama and auntie and all that kind of stuff. God don't play that stuff. And I had to repent for that stuff. When God brought it to me, I ran and repented. I ran and repented, and I'm still repenting for sinning every day because I know I sin some kind of way. I know I think wrong. If I don't do nothing but think the wrong way, you can think wrong just for 1 second in your mind, and you've been sinning, and you need to repent and ask God to forgive you. I don't take no chances. I don't take no chances because I've been to say some of my man and been to forgot about it. Be talking about who? I ain't say that. And been truly been to forgot about it like tonight. I'm sitting up here trying to find out where I'm at in the in the Bible. It was in Leviticus. And I had to call Ray talking about where we at. I thought we was in because I'm sleepy for one thing, but you know, you can sin just like that. Me, I can, because I done forgot and all this kind of stuff. And it's the same way when we take our communion. We cannot not take the communion. You see what the men did? They went to God and said, what can we do? We cannot take it. The Lord said, yeah, you can take it. But it clearly tells you in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to examine yourself. If you don't want to be judged, you better judge yourself. And I don't care what you did 2 hours ago. Take your communion. Ask God to forgive you. Repent, and God will, and you keep his covenant with him. He says, often as you do this, in remembrance of me. But you cannot do it if you don't repent. You can't do it. Even if you call yourself waiting to not do it that Sunday, but doing the next Sunday, you still got to repent. So I'd rather go ahead on and keep his covenant, repent, and ask him to clean me up and take my communion. Honey, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. So he give us a way out. He give us a way out. All we got to do is repent. That's the same way they was doing. But they couldn't do it till the next month. certain types of things, uncleanness. So anyway, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I be getting all into it, all wound up, because I be sitting around thinking about that stuff. I done got older. I be thinking about how I can please God in how many ways and what I can do and all kind of stuff. So we're going to get ready to close out. I just thank God for each one of you all that came on our radio broadcast on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus. Cover their families tonight, God. Cover their homes tonight. I ask you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of, God. Give us more divine wisdom and understanding, God. Make us have a clear, allow us to have clear understanding and clear vision, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, Lord, to bless each one. Cover them. Bless them, God. Prepare them for whatever call they have on their life. I ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I'll be right back here on tomorrow night at the very same time. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night. I'll be on the live in the morning. God bless you. Have a good night.
Love you. Have a good night.
Love you, too.
Love you. Have a good night, baby.
Good night. Good night. I love you. Let me just hang up.